Developer pay for that sign. You don't, you guys shouldn't have to pay for them. Let the developer pay for the signs and put them in a real estate sized frame, and they pay for it. You don't have to do anything. You just have to be sure that that sign gets placed there. The ordinance says this is how big the sign is, this is what it should say, and they put it up. You know, those little cardboard signs that get blown over. I've many times picked one up to read what it said because it was blown over. You've heard people talk about commercial zoning on Route 1. I do think that the 12 units per acre in a commercial area should not be by right or by ordinance. Some years ago, Pret Dyer came to you and said, in the commercial zone, make it zero and let someone come up and make a request for it. But with commercial zoning and with commercial property being at a premium, it seems to me that it's much more important. Its impact on the infrastructure is probably a wash between residential and commercial, and I just think that the commercial ought to remain commercial and shouldn't have housing on it. Stormwater management is another area. Science and technology of stormwater management in Sussex County must come into the 21st century, gentlemen. Stormwater ponds must be the last resort in new developments. Green technology, such as bioswale and bioretention facilities, must be the best management practice used for stormwater management. Stormwater ponds are attractive nuisances to curious youngsters. They attract waterfowl, which foul walkways and open land and create problems as health hazards and mosquito breeding grounds. They collect debris and often become mud holes or dry litter collectors. I bike by one on Robinsonville Road that I've yet to see water in, but there's dirt, debris, and junk in it. You can use bioswale technology, and I would say nine times out of 10, a developer will follow that. Best management practices, they're also using vegetated buffers and vegetated areas in these developments to collect, be water collectors. There's new technology out there, gentlemen. You don't have to have these stormwater management ponds that homeowner associations don't want to fool around with. They have problems maintaining them. It doesn't create waterfront property, believe me. Citizens Coalition and its many members have invested considerable time and objective effort in reviewing the comp plan and crafting these comments, and we respectfully request that the county consider these purposeful and thoughtful comments in view of Sussex County's stated vision to implement a comprehensive plan that will enhance the quality of life and provide economic and housing opportunities for all residents of Sussex County, and to direct growth with the provision of public infrastructure and services and balanced growth where natural environment's ability to accept it. Respectfully submitted on behalf of the Board of Directors of Citizens Coalition, Michael R. Tyler, President. And I will pass these on up to you, or should I give them to Robin or you? Okay. Yes. I'm sorry?
Does the density increase in the receiving?
Your mics aren't on.
Does the density increase in the receiving area as part of the TDR that you support?
You know, I have not really viewed the TDR program. My feelings about the TDR is it should not be limited. There shouldn't be a, you know, you can't confine the TDR within a 8-mile radius or whatever it was. You heard the gentleman from Del Mar discuss that. I don't know about the density as far as its increase. It depends on, I guess, on the receiving area, on if it can accept it. I mean, to put a density increase in the environmentally sensitive zone, I'd say no, it shouldn't apply.
But you do support TDRs.
I support TDRs if it's done properly, and how it's done properly is not. I'm not an expert in this area, and I think there needs to be some public hearings on it. I do think it's a valid approach to land use. It's a good planning tool.
But as a supporter of that, you do agree that a fundamental element of that is transferring density from
where it was
from one to a receiving area.
Yes.
So in that sense, the receiving area is going to receive additional density?
It could. It could if it's appropriate, if that area can accept it. As I said, in the environmentally sensitive zone, I'd say no, it could not accept it there. So it would have to be evaluated on a case-by-case basis. I think that could be done. I think Mabel might be able to talk to you more effectively on that, because I'm not the expert on TDRs, but I think it does hold promise.
There's probably 10 different ways.